This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and today we're beginning a week of featuring teens and young adults on the show. Our first guest is Thunder Mountain High School graduating senior Amy Lynn Schoonover. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
It's so nice to have you here. Congratulations. Let's see, I'm looking at your bio here. You're graduating with honors from Thunder Mountain High School this Wednesday. You're a member of the National Honor Society. You were on the all-girls robotics team Genetic Advantage, and you've also participated in the Thunder Mountain High School varsity volleyball team, and it looks like you're heading off to Grand Canyon University this fall to pursue a Bachelor of Science in Biology with an emphasis in pre-physician assistant to prepare for your future as a physician's assistant. So congratulations. That's quite a bio.
Yeah, thank you.
It's really nice to have you here. So you're going to graduate this Wednesday from Thunder Mountain High School. What's that looking like, the actual graduation, and how can people watch or participate? I understand it's all virtual.
Yeah, so it's going to be kind of hard to participate. So what Thunder Mountain is doing, I'm pretty sure JD is doing the same thing. But what it's going to be is that I'm allowed to have four guests. So I'm going to have my parents and my sister. And there's going to be different sections that we go to. So the first section, you know, I'm going to get all my cords, take a picture with my family. And then they're going to have like the stage set up. And I'm going to walk across the stage with just like the people I was able to take with me there. And then I know there's going to be a senior slideshow. I don't think we're going to see that at the graduation, but I know there's going to be that. And like virtual wise, I'm not really sure how that's going to work. I think I would have to stream it myself if I wanted to do that. But yeah.
Okay. And I think later in the week, maybe people will be able to see sort of the pictures of all the graduates maybe. And will you be in the actual gym there at Thunder Mountain High School when you receive that?
Yeah. The stage and everything is going to be set up like normal. In the gym.
Okay. So we haven't had a chance to check in with too many seniors this year on the show. What has this spring been like for you? What have been some of the challenges that you've faced since COVID-19 and all of its related stuff hit us?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge has just been the online learning. I know like I was able to do it like to an extent, but I think like all my classes being online is like the hardest thing, especially finding like the self-motivation to do your own work, I guess, because, and just kind of the stress that comes along with that. I mean, like, even though you have all this free time, it still feels like you don't have enough time to get it done. So I think just the online learning has been the hardest part.
Right. I remember my senior year and trying to get everything done, how stressful that was. And then let's add a pandemic onto it and online learning. So I don't envy you at all. We read your bio here a few minutes ago. It's very impressive. And this may be a hard question to answer, but what are you most proud of off of that list?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I'm most proud of myself for actually making it to attending Grand Canyon University and even doing like a pre-PA program, because that's something that I have been kind of wanting since like middle school, kind of like mostly pediatrics. And then like once it got down to like having to actually choose a career and what I want to do, I went for more of like the PA, but like I'm going to try and focus in pediatrics. So I think that's my proudest one, is actually making it.
Got it. Take us back to middle school when you started thinking about pediatrics. What is it about that field that attracts you?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I grew up with like a bunch of family. Sorry, it's really hard for me to talk about this because it's so sweet. But I have like a lot of little cousins that look up to me, and I kind of grew up being one of the older cousins in my family. And I don't know. I've always felt such a good connection to kids, and like, I just want to be able to do that, my career and stuff.
Got it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but this Grand Canyon, is that down in Phoenix?
Yeah, it's in Phoenix. It's kind of funny that it's Grand Canyon, but yeah.
What draws you down south like that? And are you nervous about going?
The funny thing is I'm not nervous at all, really. I mean, I was super nervous a couple years ago going to college, but now I'm just excited. I mean, I wanted to like get far from home. I want to experience new things and just kind of experience my own path. And like, I chose Grand Canyon because I've been to Arizona a couple times with my family, and so I'm comfortable with the location. And then I actually got sent on a trip to look at GCU. They flew me down and I was able to look at it with a bunch of admitted students. And like, I felt such a close connection, like the moment I got there. And so I just knew I had to go there once I saw it.
All right. More on college in a minute. I want to back up, if I may. Tell us, our listeners, more about the all-girls robotics team Genetic Advantage.
Yes, Genetic Advantage. that's my robotics team. Me and my friends, like none of us had ever done robotics. I mean, nothing even close to it. But junior year, my coach, well, my robotics coach, she was also my teacher. She went to my table and then she kind of just like told us all about it and stuff. And we're like, what the heck? Like robotics, we're not doing that. But we kind of had no reason not to try it. So I don't know. We just tried it out and then we absolutely loved it. We got to go to state our first year. Our whole team was like brand new. And then we went to state and then at there, I think we even got to like semifinals maybe. I'm not really sure about that one. But then we loved it so much. So then we did it again senior year. And then we also made it to state again. And yeah, Genetic Advantage, it's an all girls team. Best thing I've ever done, definitely.
What was the best thing about it? Like, what's one of your biggest takeaways from that experience?
Oh, the mentors, for sure. They are like the most amazing people I've ever met. They've accomplished so much. It's crazy. And they're like the smartest people I've ever met. They're the most successful people I've ever met. The kids, all the kids that do robotics, geniuses, like it's crazy.
So when you say mentors, I think was Carol May your robotics coach?
Yeah, Carol May, Amber Cunningham, and Carrie, I can't remember his last name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you were also on the varsity volleyball team. What's mm-hmm. your takeaway from playing volleyball in high school?
Volleyball, I think it taught me a lot about self-confidence and self-love because I know that, like, it's such a mental game. And like, I just know I played my best when I was just like full of self-confidence and self-motivation. So I think it just taught me that I need to like be easy on myself and have some faith in myself. So that's what I learned about. Yeah.
Nice, nice. All right. So back to college and looking forward to a career as a PA. What do you think is going to be the most challenging part of those studies?
Oh my gosh, the classes. I got my school schedule. Holy cow, it's going to be so hard.
What's one of them that looks particularly hard?
Oh my gosh, I can't even name them. It's like every type of chemistry you could ever, there's like organic chemistry, biochem, human bio, like just any kind of chemistry you can think of.
So going down to Phoenix, you're definitely going to mm-hmm. have a different experience than a Juneau winter. What are you looking forward to about being in Arizona?
Oh, definitely having my friends be able to come visit. I feel like I'm really taking one for the team and going to Arizona. Already planning trips where they can come down in the winter.
Nice, nice. And what do you think you'll miss most about Juneau?
I think I'm definitely just going to miss having like familiarity.
Yeah, sure.
With the Juneau and just like, I know I'll get used to Phoenix, but I'm just like, I'm so used to Juneau and knowing everyone and knowing every place and driving wherever I want, you know, no GPS or anything. So that's for sure.
You're not going to miss the rain?
Not going to miss the rain at all.
Got it. All right. So let's look forward a little bit in 4 years or six. How many years does it take to become a PA?
Six. Yeah.
Got it. Any ideas where you might want to settle down?
I've actually thought about this. I want to try and live as in many places as I can before I settle down. So what I'm thinking is maybe go to Oregon for a master's, go to California or something. And then I'm not really sure where I'm going to settle down because I just like being everywhere. I have no clue.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Looking back on your 4 years there at Thunder Mountain High School, if there were a freshman or an eighth grader going in to become a freshman in high school, what would your advice to that freshman be for success?
I think for sure the biggest thing would be how you get told a lot that your grades are important, but I don't think anyone really realizes how important it is once you've kind of done it all, because I definitely had to look at my grades and GPA like 1,000 times when applying for school. So kind of just taking grades and stuff like that seriously, but then like finding a balance, because I know looking back, I definitely got stressed out over the littlest things. And I just think that there needs to be a good balance. And then like definitely joining as many things as you can, like robotics, definitely should have done that a lot sooner, but I just didn't give it the light of day. So I think just looking into more things at your school and stuff.
All right. It sure has been fun talking to you, Amy Schoonover. We wish you the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Before we go, is there any messages of thanks or anything you want to say to the community of Juneau before you head off to college?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to every teacher I've ever had, and especially at Thunder Mountain High School. Like, there wasn't a day there that I didn't feel any support and love from all my teachers. They definitely went above and beyond. So I just want to say thank you to my teachers and my principals in Juneau and stuff.
All right. Thank you so much, Amy. Anything else that you'd like to share with us before I let you go?
I just want to share that even though, like, we're in a pandemic and stuff, and it's hard to think about the future, I think that that is what gives everyone hope. And so, especially for all the seniors, I just want to say, like, just focus on what the future would look like, or else, you know, it's going to make it 10 times harder for you with all this online school. And so I just want to say that.
All right. If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Amy Lynn Schoonover. Yeah. She is a graduating senior from Thunder Mountain High School, and she's heading off to Phoenix to become a PA. Amy, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.